Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were taught that obedience to God was made possible by grace and mercy. Let's continue with that thought today. You see, He saves us from sin. Not to compromise with sin. Not to make us free to sin. Look, the law could not make our heart clean. His grace did not overlook the dirt of sin. It was to remove it. His grace, His mercy, did not make obedience irrelevant. No. Obedience to be holy, obedience to the Word of God, obedience to do His will, by grace and mercy, was made possible. Not irrelevant. It was made possible. He gave us life. He gave His life for us. Can we not give our life on a sacrificial basis? For He who says, if we suffer for His sake, then great is our reward in heaven, according to Matthew chapter 5. He gave His life for us. Our text, and let me read it again. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. That text is based on the fact that He laid down His life for us. We ought to lay down our life for brethren. Can we do it because we love the Lord Jesus Christ? Again, a verse I shared earlier, but let me share that again. In Mark chapter 12, verses 29 through 31, first of all commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. That means the most important commandment. And the second is like, namely this. The second importance is namely this. Thou shalt love thy neighbors thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. So again, when you read Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Understand, this is all in loving God with your all, loving Christ with your all. We're not holy and acceptable unto Him if we do not love the brethren. Now, let me also say, you can't give yourself to love others with the love of God if you don't have His love in you. You see, you must be born again. That's why we read, God commendeth His love towards all men, towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He paid the penalty that we owed. It's interesting, in Acts chapter 17, verse 30 and 31, He says, God commands all men, everywhere to repent. Why? Because it's appointed a day in which He'll judge the world. He lets us know it's by Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 20, verse 21, He says, repentance towards God, because all sin is against God, and we're all sinners who sin daily. In faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, that His coming to earth, taking on humanity, dying for us, shedding His blood, and then 3 days later raising bodily from the grave, and applying His blood at the mercy seat of heaven for us, covers it all, and that we are accepted in Him. See, that is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance towards God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus paid it all. You can't pay it. You can't do it. It is important that Christians give their life to Christ, to love the brethren, to be holy, to be separate from the world, but separated unto Christ Jesus. All of that's so important, but it's first important thing is that you are saved, that you know that if you died today, that heaven's your home. The Lord said in John 6:37, him that come to me, I'll in no wise cast out. And you know what? The Lord doesn't lie. He will save you if you come to him. My friend, do you know that if you die today, that heaven's your home? If not, let me just go over these things real quickly. The Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That all means me, that all means you. We've all sinned. We've all come short of the glory of God. The glory of God is Jesus Christ. And we come short of him. You know, the Bible says, him that doth do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. The thought of foolishness is sin. And we go on about so many things the Bible calls sin that seem like everyday happenings. If I just commit 3 sins a day, which may seem like nothing to some people, they might even question whether they're a sin or not. But if God calls it sin, it's sin. So there's something good I should do and I just put it off. That's sin. The next verse here in 1 John 3, we're talking about you have this world goods, you don't give, then the love of God doesn't abide in you. That's sin. So we could talk about things that are sin. But let's just say we only commit 3 sins a day, whether it's in mind or body or speech or any other way. Only 3 sins a day. I am going to be 69 years old any time now. By the time you listen to this, it's in August, and I think this might be on before then. But if I committed just 3 sins a day, and I commit more than that, we all do, that mean I'd committed 69,000 sins in my lifetime. Isn't that a sinner? And yet Christ loved me and he saved me. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. No one's exempt. And we're told in Romans 6:23, for the wages, what we've earned, what we deserve, what we have coming to us, for the wages, what we're entitled to, for the wages of sin is death. Final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. He didn't say big sin, oh, really heinous sins. No, he just said for the wages of sin is death. But the gift, not what we earn, not what we earn. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But we must receive it and receive it on his terms. We've read to you a couple times in this verse 16 from Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. So we go to Romans 10:9. He says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, Jesus was Lord. That is, he was God come in the flesh. Jesus, his humanity. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe that he was God. Confess means to say the same thing. I believe that he was God and that he came in the flesh. That he was the Word of God that dwelt among us. So we say, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, because he says, for thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead. When you believe in your heart, you're believing with your life. You're trusting your life on it, your eternity. With the heart man believeth, you see. So thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, that is the righteousness of Christ. You're trusting it to make you accepted at the great judgment throne. And with the mouth, confession is made into salvation. We call upon him. We give him our life. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, that whosoever meant Candy Bloom one day, it means your name, you put it in there. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, God will save you if you come to Him. Why not just take Him at His word, because God doesn't lie. And right now, right where you are, pray, call upon Him to save your soul. When you're giving yourself to Him, you're just giving yourself to Him as a person is supposed to give themselves to their spouse in marriage. He even uses marriage as the example of salvation. To Him only. He's the one only you're trusting with your eternity, with your soul, with your life. He's Lord. He's God. He's in charge. Are you willing to let Him do that in your life? Why not right where you are? So that you too may have the cleansing of the blood of Jesus Christ from your sins. Know what it is to be totally clean and forgiven by Him. And have that power of sin removed from you right now. Would you call upon Him to save you? I'm going to form a prayer, and the prayer that I form would only be words if you don't mean it. But if you mean it, then pray this prayer from your heart. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I deserve to go to hell. I believe Jesus Christ shed His blood on the cross for all my sin and died for me. I believe 3 days later He rose up bodily from the grave. And now He has the keys, and only He has the keys of hell and of death. I right now ask You to forgive me of all my sins, to cleanse me by the blood of Jesus, to come into my heart, my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank You for saving me. I give You my life to do as You would please. In Jesus' name. Amen. My friend, if you just pray and ask the Lord to save you, would you let us know? Email us. Our announcer will be giving you our address here in a moment, or you can email us through the website or our physical address. You can send a letter to us. Or you may just give a call somehow or another. Let us know. And then if there's someone out there, maybe there's a church, you don't go to church, look up for an independent fundamental Baptist church. They use the King James Bible. They use the old traditional music, not this rock and roll stuff in church. And get in touch with the pastor, tell him the decision you've made, and he'll help you with the next step. We also have on our website, centralbaptistocala.org, we have on that website, in the left-hand columns, you scroll down, you'll see booklets by Andy Bloom. And if you look under that, click on to booklets, it'll show you several things I've written. One of the first ones you should go to is Building Blocks. It tells you how to live this new Christian life. I hope that you'll go there and you'll follow along. Well, I see that our time is up. I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says.